The Cree Aboriginal communities of northern Quebec have signed an historic $2 billion deal with the Quebec government designed to end a quarter century of legal battles. As a result, Quebec will start work on adding to its already large hydroelectric project in the region. But the deal has divided the Cree, with many feeling it's a betrayal of their connection to their ancestral lands. Mike Fox reports from the Cree community of Nemska in northern Quebec.
And it shows where they're going to have those mini dams there. From Mike Trapline down to Washkaiginish, there's about 10 mini dams. But for me, it's going to look bad.
As he walks through the snow, Freddie Jolly explains how the plans for the huge new hydroelectric scheme will affect the land where he and his family have lived for generations by hunting and trapping. Freddie spends around 9 months of the year living in the forests hunting for caribou, moose and other animals, although he also has a modern house in the community of Nemska, population just 600.
My land is just like a home to me. For me, these hands that you see, you know, I make living out on my trap line, but now he's turning around to make so much money destroying the land. And that's, for me, it's no good.
The agreement to flood hundreds of square miles of forest in exchange for $2 billion has divided the 13,000-strong Cree nation. The Quebec government and the Cree leadership felt both sides would benefit from reaching an agreement designed to end two decades of lawsuits. The Cree have fought long and hard against new hydro schemes. Many still feel this deal is a betrayal of their traditional belief that the land is sacred. Yet, in a referendum in February, a majority voted in favour. Nemska's director of police, Calvin Blacksmith, speaks to one of his officers who's out on patrol. Usually he keeps out of politics. As a council employee, he's supposed to be impartial. But the community's chief allowed him to publish a strongly worded letter outlining why he believed the agreement should be supported.
If you have 90% people screaming or asking for employment and you have 10% hunting, then eventually you're kind of being pressured by the people asking you to create some jobs, and we have more and more people graduating from high schools, and that's how I see it. It's not something we betrayed. It's something I think every politician would look into.
Cree leaders plan to use the $2 billion of compensation to strengthen their economy, partly through providing seed money for ecotourism companies and other businesses which use the land in a sustainable way.
Here we have a rattle. This rattle, it has a tobacco tie on here. This is made out of moose hide. And you have special rocks in there that they'll glow. They call them thunderbird rattles. They spark up when the thunderbirds come into the ceremony. They light up and the rattle glows.
Roger Orr describes the special equipment he uses in sacred Cree ceremonies. Or is one of the Cree traditionalists strongly opposed to the deal with the Quebec government?
It's the land, eh? We go back to our time and our beliefs that the Creator gave us this land to take care of and not to sell it or to damage it or anything. That comes first, always. I really believe that government funding is a spirit killer.
Out at the Rupert River, about an hour's drive from Nemska, the water surges through some rapids in a starkly beautiful landscape of snow, lakes and pine trees. Under February's agreement, most of the river will be diverted to boost production of the huge network of hydroelectric dams built on La Grande River in Cree territory in the last 25 years.
Now the powerhouse here has 16 generating units. It's 500 meters long. So on each side of the powerhouse, we have 8 generators.
Eric Hamel describes the generating hall at the Robert Bourassa Dam, the largest of 8 in the La Grande complex. They produce over half of the electricity used by the 7 million people in Quebec. The province already sells electricity to the United States. The new deal could mean more money for both the Cree and Quebec. And that's money which many feel is vital for the Cree. As the chief of Nemska, George Wapachi, looked out over the Rupert River, he described his reasons for supporting the deal.
There have been many changes in our lives. You know, we have adapted to these changes. They've been quite fast. You know. I suppose you can say it's another step or another new development that we have to meet, and we have to adapt to it. We have to be a part of it also, because we have a young population that's really exploding. Not all of them are going to be hunters, trappers. They're going to be looking for something else to do, and we have to prepare them for that.
Even supporters of the agreement feel torn by the decision they've had to make. Many were brought up on the land for at least some of the time, and remember when most Cree were nomadic hunters. They're hoping they'll succeed in reconciling traditional ways with the modern world. For NPR News, I'm Mike Fox in Nemska.